I'm Rob Ryan with Doing Good in Our Neighborhood, where we feature organizations, individuals, businesses, and groups that do good for others. I'm talking to Mary Beth Nelson, the Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of West Central Minnesota, and we're going to be talking about the Habitat Restore, which is a part of Habitat for Humanity. We've all heard of the Habitat Restore just as much as Habitat for Humanity, but what I wanted to do is clear up some stuff. I have questions about the Habitat Restore, and I'll ask those, but why don't you give us an overall, first of all, the connection between the Habitat Restore and Habitat for Humanity?
A lot of people don't realize they are connected and that one actually feeds our mission, but it is the retail component of Habitat for Humanity. It's basically a home improvement outlet where new and used cabinets, flooring, appliances, furniture, everything from building materials, doors, brand new lighting, and forever changing with our donated items.
There's some things you cannot accept for various reasons.
Correct. We cannot accept beds or bedding. There is other items that are furniture items that they have hit the pause button on. They no longer accept used light fixtures because we had a massive quantity of brand new ones. That information is listed in a more complete fashion on our website or available on our brochures that are in the Restore.
So the Habitat Restore, it's more than just structural items for a home.
So much more. It's people looking to score a great deal. It's people needing an updated appliance or wanting something for a cabin or a hunting shed.
If somebody wants to donate, but they're questioning if you're going to take this, maybe contact you first?
Absolutely. They can check the website, they can check the brochure, or they can pick up the phone and call the Restore and just straight out ask.
The profits from the Restore, what will that go to?
Our funds are directly poured back into our mission. They help fund the building of homes for families to purchase in need of affordable housing and also to our other projects.
If somebody's looking for specific items, can they leave a note with you and say, hey, if this comes in?
Our Restore staff does do that because they do get those requests from time to time. So they leave a name and a number, and our Restore staff will reach out to them. Our Restore also will do pickups for items that are too large to get in or they don't have the capability of transporting them.
Mary Beth, tell us where the Habitat for Humanity store is and your hours.
Just north of Wilmer on Highway 71, very close to Sunray Gas Station. The hours of the Restore, donations Tuesday through Saturday, and open for shopping Wednesday through Saturday. So check us out.
I'm Rob Ryan with Mary Beth Nelson, the Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of West Central Minnesota, talking about the Habitat Restore. If you know of an organization, individual, group, business, or others doing good in our neighborhood, let me know by emailing rob@kkln.com. We're here to help the helpers.